Live. You can bring up what you want here as we launch into the second hour of the program. You dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Marcus is joining us from, he's got a couple of different websites, but there's one that's particularly web-oriented, and that is your webcomic.
Yes, BrainlessTales.com.
BrainlessTales.com. Now, how long has it been around?
I have been doing a daily webcomic for over 5 years, so there's over 2,000 there for you to look at.
Wow.
They're all single panel, not always funny, but, you know, it's always something.
That's great, man. So, now, do you do it like...
it's a hell of a pitch there, not always funny.
Do you do it like some artists do, where they'll like crank out a bunch of them at once and kind of backlog them?
I like to do that, but it usually doesn't work that way. Usually I'm like...
You're doing one a day?
Yeah, do one a day, pretty much.
What, how do you come up with this? I guess you've been doing it for some time.
Yeah, well, you know, before I did that, I actually used to make cartoon animations online.
Okay.
I had a different website, and that just took so much time. And, I always have these little quirky ideas, so I thought, like, I'd rather do something that was I could produce a lot quicker. And so I decided to do just single-panel comic. And, I don't know, if I don't have an idea, I force one, you know?
The art is cute. I really like what I'm looking at here. Now, how does one...
I like the layout, too. It looks like one of those oldie-style comic books. Like the... What do you call it?
Weird Tales.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely has that.
When I was younger, I always liked the ads in the comic books the best. That was my favorite part because they had the most mystery and the most like fantasy involved. Like this, you know, you could buy an entire army for like $1.99.
Yeah, you could get a Texas ranch for 99 cents.
Yeah,
it's a 1-inch Texas ranch, but whatever. Or you could get sea monkeys.
Right,
and they danced around and had funny things in their heads.
Yeah.
I never really read that many comics, but I did experience some of that. There was always the ones where they were trying to get you to earn points to win crappy prizes.
Yes. That was very intriguing as well.
I never did it.
Especially for if you're entrepreneurial, you know, you have that streak in you.
Does one have to go to BrainlessTales.com to see it, or can they get delivered somehow to their email? How does that work?
I don't deliver via email, but you can subscribe via the RSS feed.
Okay.
Or you can just go to Facebook.com, you know, /BrainlessTales. You can go there.
Got it.
Perfect. So you post also to Facebook as well?
Yeah, Facebook, I just post the links to each one each day and, you know, gives a little preview image. So, you know, it works out pretty well.
Great. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Marcus, and again, BrainlessTales.com, his website. We're talking about a disturbing story out of a small town, well, a larger town, called Paragould, Arkansas. And we're talking about a town of approximately 25,000 individuals, where now the sheriff and, the police chief and the mayor have come out with a plan. They're worried about the increasing crime rates, or what they claim are increasing crime rates, and they're saying that people are scared. The mayor claims that they're going to be stopping everybody. If you're out walking your dog, he says, you're going to have to prove your identification.
Does your dog have an ID? Let me see that ID.
They'll probably ask for a dog license at some point. That's basically a dog ID.
Yeah.
We have to pay yearly for the privilege of owning an animal.
It's interesting that you have to have it for owning it. Officer, can you prove this is a dog? Because you don't have to have a cat license.
That's true. In a lot of places. Some places you might.
Some places there's probably a cat license. But, I mean, you don't have to have a chicken license. I mean, you know, first, before we go any further with this officer.
As soon as people start walking chickens around on leashes, they'll ask for you to have a license for them, though.
Anyway, they are stopping everybody. That's the plan. It's going to kick off here in approximately 2 weeks. So 2013, they're going to be launching into having fully armed AR-15 carrying police officers decked out in SWAT regalia, walking through the streets, maybe even riding on a Bearcat. If this picture is to be believed, it's probably a stock photo. But nonetheless, they are going to be doing this. And he's got his reasons. His reason is people are scared. Soon after the Paragould Daily Press picked up the story, by the way, from RT.com, news of the small town's efforts to enforce martial law began making headlines outside of Arkansas. On Sunday, the mayor authored an explanation of the Paragould Police, or on the Paragould Police website, to clarify how exactly the proposed street crimes unit will interact with citizens. He says that the Most often, this identification process will be nothing more than making contact with the subject, handing them a business card, and asking if they live in the area and there's anything we can do for them. However, during hours in which crime seems to be more prevalent, Chief Stovall says their process will become more stringent. We'll be asking for picture identification. We'll be ascertaining where the subject lives and what they're doing in the area. We'll be keeping
There's nothing the government loves more than to do a little ascertaining.
We will be keeping a record of those we contact. Stovall adds the program would not violate the constitutional rights of Paragould citizens, claiming that once we have an area shows a high crime rate or high call volume, it's our duty and obligation to find out why this is occurring and what we can do to prevent the trend from continuing. Therefore, identifying suspects in those problem areas helps us solve crimes and hopefully prevent future crimes. Paragould has scheduled two more town hall meetings to discuss the street crimes unit, but moving forward. People are scared.
This is Officer Marcus. We have people walking down the street. Repeat, we have people walking down the street. Need a backup unit.
We need to record who these people are.
Yeah. I mean, is this a little freaky, or is it just me?
No, this is unbelievable, really. It's just absurd that they think that they need to be IDing people just as they're walking down the street. And to be, they're military. They're called police, but they're acting as military.
What's going to stop the police? I had started out this article last hour by bringing up stop and frisk, which is something that happens frequently in places like Philly and New York City, where police are stopping people that they want to. They claim randomly, but it's whoever they want, on the streets and frisking them. Who's to say these police aren't going to not just ask for ID, but also ask people to consent to a terry pat, to a quick frisk on the side of the streets?
Yeah, and most people will just consent, not realizing that they can say no.
And that's the most important thing to really get out there about this story. Look, this may be happening at this point in Paragould, Arkansas, but it could very well come to your town. If you thought you could avoid stop and frisk just because you didn't live in New York City or don't live in a big city, this is a town of 25,000 people. Cops anywhere, police departments anywhere can get it into their heads to just all of a sudden go into this mode. These guys are going to be in downtown streets with rifles, with automatic rifles, AR-15 rifles. That's going to freak some people out. I got an email recently at the news tips email. It's news@freekeen.com. People send tips in sometimes to it. And one guy was eating at a downtown restaurant here in Keene. He saw a police officer on the corner of the street with what appeared to be the AR one of their AR-15 rifles. And he was freaked out. He decided to send a news tip to us about it. And I wrote him back. I said, next time, if you get a chance and you don't mind, go up and ask the officer, you know, what was he doing there?
Take a picture.
And that's what I said. Ask the officer what he was doing and take a picture of it. Of course, most people are going to be intimidated to approach a man with a machine gun, even though they are a police officer. And, you know, they're supposedly there to help people. But what was that for? Well, as I understand it, the standard operating procedure of the police department in this area is any time there's a reason for it, and they consider any violent occurrence the reason. So, like I said before, just a guy decking another guy at a bar was a reason for them to bring the machine gun out. So who knows? Maybe somebody got in a fight somewhere and they decided, all right, let's get the AR-15 out. But in this case, in Paragould, Arkansas, they're going to have the AR-15 out all the time,
already,
more than one of them, in multiple police officers' hands, and they will be asking for your identification, with an AR-15 in their hands.
And for the children, this will be the new reality.
Yeah.
This is the new... This is
how you grow up.
Yeah. This is the new reality. You grow up in a town where the police are walking around in, sounds like armor, and carrying machine guns.
But do you do about it? Because do we want this to be our reality? No, we don't. So we need to figure out what to do, how to handle this. We can talk more about that in a moment. Rod's on the line listening in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
I was thank you. I was calling regarding radio stations, regarding, like, having an FCC license for FM radio in New Hampshire and about music royalties.
Oh, okay. Sure. We can talk about that here in a moment. Stand by, Rob. We will bring you back here in just a moment. 855-453. Radio is one of my favorite topics. But you can bring up anything that you want here. 855-453. Plus, what to do about armed troops, a.k.a. the police, occupying your streets, as apparently it's going to happen in Paragould, Arkansas, and maybe your town's next.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful.
Oh,
believe me, I've tried.
Okay.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. The Shrine is one of them, Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video. The instructions on how to do that, if you are a lady listener, are at the top of the page. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to find that and see the Shrine of Female Listeners. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Well, you know, this holiday season, it's a good idea to have some, sweets around. Lots of people are having those for different reasons, either parties or, it's just a good time of year to have those kind of things. Statelesssweets.com offers the very best in all-natural, handmade confections. I've had several of their confections from over there. The honey-salted caramels, the cinnamon caramels, the regular caramels, the English toffee. Help me out here, Ian.
You're hoarding on me, aren't you?
The fudge.
You are hoarding them, aren't you?
You
have had all of those.
They've all been
ones.
Sent to this house here. And if I had any sent to any other location, no, I wouldn't tell you about it.
I had some of those caramels. They were unreal. They were so good.
They taste really good when you eat them, but it's just you can't stop. I mean, you just keep on unwrapping the wax paper. I mean, you know they're so authentic because they're done up in this, kind of expensive wax paper.
Yeah. It's handmade, hand-wrapped.
Great stuff. Statelesssweets.com. Use coupon code FTL to save 10% on your order. You're going to have to figure out something with Jillian now to get it rushed in by Christmas if you want to have them by Christmas. But, hey, there are parties going on, I hear, right after Christmas, too.
New Year's. I mean, most people do a New Year's party. What a great thing. Everybody brings booze to the party. Bring Stateless Sweets to the party. You'll be the hit of the party if you do.
Listen to Marcus, everybody. Statelesssweets.com, coupon code FTL.
Yep, let's go back to Rod. He's listening in Canada. Rod, you had questions about broadcasting in the United States. Now, I know there is a Canadian, some sort of a governmental bureaucracy that controls things up there. In fact, I've heard that in Canada, if you have a music radio station, a large percentage of your music actually has to be from Canada.
You've got to pick Rush. Canadian content.
Right.
Regulations, quotas for Canadian content. I've been trying to open up a radio station here in Toronto, and it's virtually impossible. They're trying to protect the big. We have about three big monopolies in the communications here in Canada, and they're basically everything is owned by them, and they're protected by the regulators, of course.
What do you got? Rogers?
But they're from Canada, so that's all that matters.
Right, exactly.
Who are the big players up there? Rogers and who else?
Rogers, Bell.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
I saw the Rogers ads everywhere when I was up there visiting.
Right, exactly.
That's like the Verizon of Canada, basically.
Right. There are a few minor sort of conglomerates, but they're all owned by the big ones anyway, or controlled by them, or in cahoots with them.
Are Canadian Rangers, I've seen Rogers ads as far as cell phone service, and I believe they provide internet service as well. And these big companies, do they also own radio stations?
Right. They own radio stations as well.
And they really have their hands in everything.
They are like the Clear Channel of Canada.
But Clear Channel doesn't offer cell phone service.
But they have road signs.
Yeah.
And they do concerts.
Anyway, I don't know of any radio companies in the U.S. that are also cell phone service providers.
Yeah, that's unusual.
So anyway, tell me more about what you were wondering about the U.S. Situation. I mean, certainly no FCC attorney, but I'll give you my best shot.
No, I understand. I'm interested in the Free State project, and I have been trying to set up a radio station for a long time, and I was wondering if it were any easier in the U.S.
You mean to do it legally?
Well, either way, I mean,
it's as easy to set up a radio station in Canada as it is in the U.S. if you don't go through the legal channels. You just get a transmitter, a decent transmitter, one that's not built crappy, and also get whatever audio source equipment you want, hook them together. In fact, there's a tutorial basically that I put up over at lrn.fm. If you go to broadcast.lrn.fm, it'll take you through basically a step by step, here's what you need, equipment suggestions, tips.
The thing is that here in Canada, there's a like these people that own the radio stations, they monitor. So it's not a government agency, an inefficient government agency who is monitoring the pirate radio
stations. But who does the
station.
Enforcement? It's the government,
the
right?
Enforcement is done by the government,
Is it the radio agency that is doing the enforcement? What's it called, by the way? Canadian something?
CRTC, I think.
Sounds right. So is it the CRTC that is doing the enforcement of this?
I don't think they have their own cops, no. It's probably the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
I see. Mm-hmm.
On their horses with the hat?
That's right.
So, I mean, obviously, there's that happens here, too, to some extent, in that the people that are most likely to complain about a pirate radio station operating are the licensed operators. That's just right. How it is. They're the ones that have an interest in protecting the band, and here they will complain to the FCC, and the FCC at some point will get around to investigating. They don't have, you know, the FCC doesn't have listening stations everywhere. They have to respond by complaint. So if they get a complaint, they'll then presumably send agents out to investigate, try to find the signal, threaten that person. And I don't know what the process is like there in Canada, but here in the U.S., usually the operator of an unlicensed radio station will receive some kind of a threat. You'll receive a letter or notice of, I think it's called notice of intent, or I'm sorry, I'm totally spacing on what it's actually called. But anyway, it basically is from the FCC saying, hey, we think you're operating a transmitter from this location. You better stop or else we'll, you know, possibly fine you $20,000 and seize your equipment. And they very may well do that if you don't stop operating. They may very well come in with the local police and do an armed raid of your facility and take not just your equipment, but other things that aren't even necessarily related to your equipment. And then they will issue you a $20,000 or $10,000 fine. And, of course, if you don't pay that fine, then they really have no means of collecting it. As I understand it, again, not an attorney, but this is what I've heard, that if they wanted to collect the $20,000.
They can't take the property on which it's being broadcast because it may not even be your property for all they know.
They can threaten the landlord and use the landlord to kind of come down on you with his power. But ultimately, if they do actually come in and raid you and issue a fine and you don't pay the fine, they have to send that fine to the United States Justice Department in order for them to collect it. And then in order for them to collect it, they have to bring suit against you in federal court.
In the United States, supposedly you have the right to freedom of speech, and so far the Supreme Court has never ruled upon whether or not broadcasting is freedom of speech.
Because the FCC has never brought any fine cases to court. Because either people try to pay them, or they are ignored when they don't pay. Because the FCC doesn't want to take you on a free speech issue. And Canada has free speech, too, purportedly, correct?
Right. Unless they don't like what you're saying.
Well, right. And the Canadian Authority of Radio, or whatever they're called, they actually do prevent certain hate speech, I guess as it's called, from being aired on radio stations.
That's right.
Rod, I hope that answers your question. If not, you can hang on. Ask me another one at 855-450-FREE. We'll also talk more about the police in the streets and how to respond to that. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Here, the toll-free number is 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the website totally free, so enjoy those. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. You can also get signed up for our news updates. We'll send out an email whenever there's something important to know about Free Talk Live. And, of course, you'll also get that important information on Twitter and Facebook, but you'll get more than that on Twitter and Facebook. You'll also get updates during the show. We will ask questions, post show prep, make observations, and, of course, take your feedback on Facebook and Twitter. You can connect with any of those methods through news.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up, follow us, like us, etc. News.freetalklive.com.
Bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, easiest way to acquire bitcoins. Bitinstant.com makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations, including your computer at home, in more than 30 countries around the world. All you have to do is go to Bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, and they give you a lot of options. And where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's that easy. Bitinstant.com. Bitcoins, if you don't know, are, you know, they're a really revolutionary idea that it's currency for the internet. Go find out more at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Our caller dropped off the line there from Canada. He was asking about running a radio station and was wondering if it was easier in the United States than it is in Canada. And he was wondering from two perspectives, one from a legal perspective, and then two, from a unlicensed or pirate radio or community radio, micro radio, whatever you would like to call it, perspective. And it's hard for me to really comment accurately on that because I don't know what Canada is like. I don't know what it's like to, you know, have a pirate radio station busted in Canada. I imagine there's a number of similarities because there tends to be between the two systems. But anything I say would be pure speculation.
One thing I thought that you kind of missed in this was you were talking about the legal route, which is darn difficult for the average individual.
Well,
I didn't
get to explain how difficult that is, and I know you want to get to that one thing, so hold that thought for a moment.
Okay.
But just real quick, give you an idea of how difficult it is to get a licensed radio station. They're just not accepting applications. So you can't get a licensed radio station right now. And in fact, they haven't been accepting applications any time within the last decade that I've checked to see if they've been accepting applications.
Surely they've been accepting at some point.
Presumably they have, but I have no evidence that they have actually done that. I know for a fact that they haven't handed out any licenses to low-power FMs in nearly a decade, since 2003. They have not handed out a single low-power FM license. Now, supposedly, the FCC is going to get the ball rolling on some new low-power FM licenses. And actually, what they're claiming is that they're going to try to catch up on all the back applications that they have. So if you put in an application for a low-power FM back in during when the application window was open, but they stopped, for whatever reason, processing them, now maybe a decade later, you'll have a chance of them reviewing your application.
I mean, for most people, that is not going to work.
You know,
maybe there's one guy who's got a lot of money, always ready to go to start that radio station. But for most people, you know, you want to start your business now.
Today, yeah. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I got something to say as a local community, you know, person. If I want to start a local radio station, so I want to get it on the air.
Low power means no ads, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's a community radio.
It's a community radio station, so no ads. This isn't a business. You're just going to be running this for your church or whatever organization.
And if they did have an application window open, then, and I've never seen it happen, but if they did have an application window open, there's still no guarantee that you'll even be approved for the application, in that you can apply for a frequency, but there may not be any frequencies available for which to apply. In Keene, New Hampshire, there was one frequency available that has been applied for by two different potential operators, and the FCC has yet to decide, after a period of approximately 8 years or so, as to whom the frequency will be granted.
Oh, well, that makes sense, right? Just don't decide.
Right. In fact, one of the applicating parties or the applying parties has left the area.
They just don't hear anymore.
That's right.
Wow.
So, just to give you some idea of how ridiculously difficult this is to actually start your own radio station.
If it takes 10 years, an eighth of your life has been eaten up in it. The first eighth of it was spent, you know, trying to make sure you get your pants and shoes tied.
Yeah.
You know, the last eighth is well, the same.
And we're not even talking about the money. You know, hiring the lawyers, the engineering firms, the application fees. We haven't even touched on the money. We're just talking about the time and the frustration. So what was the point that you wanted to
create? There's the, you know, outside the law method with, you know, setting up your own community system, and you'll see how long it takes the FCC to come and whether they'll do anything and whether you get the cojones to stand up to them. There's the inside the system, which is darn difficult because you basically need to hire an FCC lawyer in order to get you in the door.
The best way inside the system is to buy a radio station if one is for sale. But then you're paying through the nose and anyway, they're cheaper now than they used to be, but sorry, I interrupted you.
There is a sort of quasi-legal way to do it, though, that we looked into at one point, and that's to buy these transmitters that'll transmit from on 1610 a.m. or 1610 to 1690 a.m. Is that right?
I think some of them operate up there. I mean, I don't think there's any particular range. You could do it anywhere within the a.m. spectrum. You're talking about part 15, which is only allows for a tenth of a watt.
But they have these, you know, these special antennas, and I can't remember what they were called. I can't remember what they were called. Something master is the term that I recall it. And you would set them up, you know, in different areas. You'd sort of put up a grid pattern, and you could cover a geographic area doing
in
it.
In theory, you could do that.
There was
there
a radio station
some
that
stations
did it
that have done that
in Georgia. That
they
was
don't
doing
exist
it
anymore, Mark. They're out of business. It didn't work out for them.
Well, why
and for the
work,
amount
though
of money that you'll spend on those part 15 tenth of a watt transmitters, you can have a real transmitter. You could have a real FM transmitter.
When was the last time you checked the price?
That could actually a few years.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
Yeah, I mean, it was several hundred dollars, these tenth of a watt transmitters. They're basically hobbyist kits, and you can get a kit version for less and put it together yourself.
Now, these are you're talking about the FM version.
I'm talking about these AM transmitters.
How many watts were they?
A tenth of a watt.
I thought they were 10 watts.
No, that would be very illegal.
Okay.
You're talking about the legal ones, right?
But the radio stations did it. They managed to.
They got
do it.
There's a station in Sandy Springs, Georgia, that got several of these Part 15 transmitters and put them up around in multiple locations around town.
And they were several hundred
and
dollars.
Synchronized them together. They were several hundred a piece. Yeah. So I don't know, you know, what they spent on that.
I'm sorry, but a radio station, even here in Keene, New Hampshire, is going to cost you $50,000 for
that
AM.
If you're going to spend $1,000 or $700 on a tenth of a watt transmitter, why wouldn't you spend that same money on a 30 watt FM transmitter?
And then go illegal.
And go illegal. Because if you have to have multiple locations from which to transmit this legal signal, if you've got enough people willing to put your transmitter on their property, I know it's probably going to be more people willing to do something legal than illegal, but still, if you have multiple locations, you can outwit the FCC. I mean, it wouldn't be hard. You know, the FCC takes them a long time to come and get you in the first place. They don't have an agency unless you live in Tampa or you live in D.C. or you live in the actual city where the FCC has an office. They're going to have to travel to come and investigate your situation. So it could be months, if not years, before they actually show up to some sort of a complaint. And if they show up, shut down the operation and move it somewhere else. Make them come out again and again.
I get what a kind of a violation this is for freedom of speech. I really do. But I would be more comfortable with something where, you know, some bureaucrat isn't going to come out hassling me.
Well, you know, I get it. If you want to take the easy route for activism, there's plenty of things you can do. Let me tell you, they could still hassle you anyway, even if you have a Part 15 station. One of the things that the Part 15 operators are really proud of is how legal their station is. Sort of like an amateur radio operator is proud of the fact that they got their license from the federal government. A lot of amateur radio operators, I'm not going to say all of them are, but a number of them will put their license up on their website. Oh, look, I got my license. I'm so special. The government has deemed me okay to use a two-way radio. And so similarly, if you're violating these FCC rules, I forgot where I was going with that, thought. But there's not a lot of risk involved in actually doing it the illegal fashion. Oh, yeah. So if you're operating pirate radio or Part 15 station, the FCC can still come in and check your operation out. In fact, they have to be allowed in to check your operation out. Otherwise, they'll decide that it's illegal because they haven't been able to inspect it to ensure that it is Part 15 compliant. And if you're not in compliance, you'll be issued a fine. 855-453.
And then they know who you are.
SACL CAI toll free line. So if you want to let government agents in your house, then by all means, go Part 15. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on our sites. They are for free. Now, if you would like, you can support the show. There are different ways to do that. One of them is maybe slap a bumper sticker on your vehicle. You can get a free bumper sticker. The instructions are there for you at promote.freetalklive.com. That is promote.freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And also at the Promote website, you'll find banners, graphics, flyers, things you can print out that also could aid you in bringing new people to find Free Talk Live. So once again, promote.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about the police. They're going to be occupying the streets, apparently, of a relatively small town in Arkansas, population 25,000. And they're going to be demanding identification from people. Now, the article claims they'll just be asking for identification, but we all know what it's like, or at least most of us, I think, do know what it's like on this show, when the police ask for things. They ask in a very intimidating manner that is structured, the sentence is structured in a way to make you think that they're demanding.
Not just the sentence that's structured, but their body language.
Demeanor, the attitude.
Carrying an AR-15 machine gun doesn't hurt.
The average cop doesn't carry an AR-15 machine gun, but in Paragould, Arkansas, they will be doing that in the streets, according to the story over at RT.com. But the question was, what do you do about this? If something like this is happening in your town, what do you do? Well, the solution is very similar to what you do if the FCC comes knocking. You know, you don't cooperate as far as you possibly can. You know, in the case of a police coming and knocking at your door, you don't even have to answer the door. But in this case, you're going to be on the streets when the contacts happen. So you can't avoid the contact unless you never leave the house, which most people can't do. That's probably a bad idea. You know, you shouldn't be changing your lifestyle because the police are going to be doing this. So you're out on the street, you're walking to work, or you're, you know, going, walking to the corner store, whatever. The cops stop you, and they ask you, they say something like, I'm going to have to ask to see your ID.
Now, I have an idea that in my head that some people aren't going to be stopped very often. The people wearing the suits. You know,
it's a possibility.
The respectables, you know.
Odds are good they're not even going to be patrolling those neighborhoods in the same way. But, yeah, I would suggest you're right about that.
Well, and the people with the suits, he did say they're going to stop walkers. And the people in the suits are going to be less likely to be taking, you know, out for a walk. They're not. They don't have to walk to where they're going.
Right.
So this has already been lined up as a situation where they're going after. They're much more likely to be going after people who are lower down on the income scale.
Well, walkers are very dangerous. Those are the zombies. Zombies on Walking Dead.
It is an entertaining show.
Yes.
So they will be doing this, and what do you do if you're on the streets and the police approach you in this way? Any ideas, guys?
Officer, are you conducting an investigation?
That's a good question. Am I free to go?
Yeah, well,
am I being detained?
I like the first one because then you can identify precisely what's going on.
Mm, indeed.
And it shows immediately that you know what you're talking about.
That's right, son. I'm investigating some criminal activity. You haven't seen anything going on, have you?
No.
I'm just going to need to take a look at your ID.
Well, before you get any identifying information, I'm going to have my attorney present.
Yeah, I'm afraid we don't have time for that. There's been criminal activity in this neighborhood. We're going to need to see that ID right now.
You better go find it.
Find the ID?
No, I'm telling you, I don't have anything to do with any crime. Mm-hmm. You better go find the crime. Right now, you're wasting time with somebody who does not isn't committing a crime.
Well, it's hard to really role play this
stuff. It sure is.
Because the cops, you never know who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may be dealing with an officer who's somewhat mindful of people's rights. Of course, why would he be participating in this if he was? But nonetheless, you will also possibly run into a rogue officer who may just decide to jack you and hit you and break your camera, which,
the
by
nice
the way,
thing
you
about
should have a camera for this.
The nice thing about this is that the person who's relatively informed is going to know that the ACLU is going to be interested in this particular case.
Because, I would expect they would, yes.
And you know, they might get a payment. I mean, this officer stopping you could very well be your lottery ticket if you don't throw it away, rip it up and throw it away.
As long as he keeps his AR-15 to his side.
Yeah, yeah.
Indeed.
He can shoot you as a bad guy and say whatever he wanted.
He very well could, and he can shoot you whether or not you have a video camera. So better to have a video camera with you when you're encountering
these officers.
Always a good
idea to have those.
You know, if you don't actually have a proper camera on you, then your cell phone camera will certainly do. In fact, cell phone cameras have benefits that standard cameras don't. That is, they can upload to the internet, typically as you are recording video, with programs like Quick, QIK.com, and Bambuser. Those are two of them. There's more than that. I think Ustream has one, and there's others. These are free programs. You can download apps for Android, Palm, BlackBerry, definitely, and, of course, iPhone. And you can get these apps, have them in a place on your phone that is quick access. Like, some of these lock screens allow you to actually launch programs directly from the lock screen. That would be a good program to put right on your lock screen. It's something where, you know, you punch your lock code in, boom, your camera software has already come up. And these are helpful things. You have a camera there, that's going to probably change how the officer behaves. Sometimes it can change it for the worse, but I think generally having a camera tends to help hold them accountable and, as you said, Mark, you know, informs them that, oh boy, this isn't your average dupe. This isn't the average sucker on the streets that they know they can just push around easily. This is somebody who has either interacted with police before or, at the very least, knows what to expect and is prepared with the appropriate tools.
And there's always a chance that this can be rolled back. You know, it seems so... it can be seem so overwhelming sometimes as the government grows and becomes more, you know, intrusive into our lives. But it can be rolled back. Sometimes it's just the instance that there's just a few people in that local government that are really running wild with this. And if they can be replaced with some other people or activists taking a stand and getting this into the paper and then, you know, having a lawsuit, these things can actually be turned back. So
it's true. Especially in a smaller town, I feel like, you know, I have a lack of experience in big city politics, but I feel like it's much more difficult to roll something like this back in a big city.
Mathematically, it is. I mean, you just have to think of what it would be like to try and affect change in a large city like Manhattan, you know, New York City. It's inconceivable, really.
There's some great activists in Philly who tried their damnedest, and probably still are, to stop... to prevent further stop and frisks, which is something that's a real problem in Philadelphia with the police just stopping anybody they want on the street and searching them. But they've been active. There was one point during Occupy where they actually came into a city council meeting and kind of occupied the meeting. And, you know, they did a mic check to the city council about stop and frisk. I mean, they've done some stuff. And, you know, they are informing people about it, I think, out on the streets. But they haven't rolled it back.
Right.
Whereas here in Keene, New Hampshire, when they tried to bring parking kiosks into town, there was enough uproar in the town from average folks that the city council and the police department actually decided we're not going to go forward with
this. Right. I mean, I come from a small town in New Jersey, and my father was on the township committee there, and he was on, and then he was off for a while, and he came back in because things just went out of control. The police department grew way beyond its size. And it could not be maintained. And headed by my father and some other guys in the committee, they actually ended up disbanding the entire police department.
How do we get him elected in Keene?
Well, unfortunately, my father is dead now, but that's okay. But, you know, I was there helping him with his campaigning at that time, and I learned a lot when that happened. But most importantly, what I learned was, you know, that a few people can have a big change, especially in a small town.
That's the idea, right? I mean, one of the big ideas here, the Free State Project, is why it's so frustrating to hear people say things like, oh, well, we're going to free Houston. I haven't done a check recently, but I'm pretty sure there's a couple million people living in Houston. And
it's one of the top 10 metros in the United States.
Right. You may have a couple dozen great activists. You may very well have that. I mean, they're talking about they've got this community of activists there. There's Austin, of course. They're trying to do something there. There's another one in North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia. There are a few of these, you know, hey, move here and let's free this place things, like sort of Free State Project-esque, but not really because they're not focusing on the whole state, because it would be ridiculous to believe that you could affect a state with 25 million people.
Right.
But the same
states have special granted powers, you know, that even more so than the federal government or the local governments. So the idea of it might be one thing to pick a town in New Hampshire, decide you're going to free that, but it's another thing entirely just to pick some area and say you're going to free it. I mean, if you're going to free the town of X, well, let's be 100% clear what the problem is. The problem is the police force and the schools. That's what the costs are. So how are you going to disband this school in the other 49 states in America that have constitutionally mandated public schools, unlike New Hampshire? Now, there's been a court ruling through the New Hampshire Supreme Court that says that schools are mandated, but at least you can overturn a Supreme Court ruling. You can't overturn a constitution.
Well, and what you're talking about has to be done at the state level. It can't be done at the local level.
Right.
So
they're just going to take away your charter of your town.
You know, in New Hampshire, the population of the entire state is probably less than Houston. Again, I haven't pulled up Houston's statistics, but I know that the Austin metro area has more people living in it than all of New Hampshire. Not Austin City, but the metro, so the population in the surrounding area is included as well. 855-450-FREE. If I've got a couple dozen activists in a town of 25,000 versus a town of a million, I'm going to have a greater impact. Those activists are going to be more effective. There's more coming up. Hour number three is next. Free Talk Live.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.